Our reading this morning in Isaiah 61 is a very telling reading, a very prophetic reading, looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. Now, the leaders in the synagogue knew this scripture, were quite very familiar with this scripture, and so they were sent out to talk to John the Baptist. And they asked him all these questions. Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? They said, are you the Christ? Are you the Messiah? They wanted to know, because for some reason all the people were flocking out to the wilderness where John was. This man dressed in comely clothes and camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist and sandals and eating locust and honey to live on. And yet tens of thousands of people, maybe more, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, went out to hear him preach in the desert. And he didn't preach nice. He yelled at him, repent. And he told him, the kingdom of God is at hand. And they went out to hear him. And they asked him who he was, and John referred back to the book of Isaiah and said, I'm the one that was talked about in Isaiah. I'm the one who's calling out in the wilderness. And I'm not the light, but I'm preparing the way for the one to come. This morning you heard Roland read this scripture, and said, the Spirit is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Now, when you think about preaching the good news to the poor, probably the first thing that comes out to your mind is those who are out on the street, those who do not have enough heat in their homes, enough good clothes to wear, enough food always to eat, or the things are really tough for. But I don't think that's what he's talking about when he says to preach the good news to the poor. I think that what he's talking about is what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, in the Beatitudes, the poor in spirit. And so when he says to preach the good news to the poor, it's not them, it's us he's talking about. Because truth be known, all of us at times are poor in spirit. All of us have problems and troubles. All of us have challenges. All of us question, is God really in this? Or maybe it's just me. To bind up the brokenhearted. Again, it's easy to think that that's just those people. But don't you know that there are brokenhearted among us, and they're broken, and we have brokenhearted that we deal with every day in our families, in our work, in our neighborhood, and our relationships with people. A lot of it is complicated by brokenhearted people. But thank God it doesn't end there. Not just preaching the gospel to the poor and binding up the brokenhearted, but proclaiming freedom to the captives. Now you might think that, well, Jesus talked about visiting him when he was in prison, but I don't think the captives are the ones in prison. The captives are the ones who are captive of the evil one, captive of the whims of the evil spirit, captive of the evils of the flesh, captives of our own making. They say the hardest prison to break out of is the one that we built ourselves. Jesus sets us free. Jesus releases us from that captivity that you and I have imprisoned ourselves in. That prison of our own making. That cell of our own construction. And we do that in our brokenheartedness and our poorness of spirit. We build this prison for ourselves. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, through Emmanuel, the good news comes, and he says, I come to set you free. But I've been told that when people have been in prison for a long time, sometimes freedom is hard to deal with, hard to accept. When people have been addicted to drugs or alcohol for many, many years, suddenly being free from it, they experience a certain emptiness. Like an old friend is gone. But it's not limited to addictions. It's also the same is true with anger and guilt and regret. Sometimes when Christ lifts that burden from us, it's like, where is it? Where am I? What am I supposed to do now? But Jesus comes with the good news, the very good news. And he doesn't just free us from our captive, free us from that cell that we created, but he releases us from darkness. And that is the light that John spoke of. Said he is the light of the world. And that's who's coming. I came to proclaim the light. To comfort those who mourn. And to bestow on them a crown of beauty. And it goes on the litany, instead of ashes and oil of gladness, instead of the spirit of despair. These are the things that he has said he is freeing us from. Instead of ashes, the oil of gladness. Instead of mourning, the garment of praise. Instead of the spirit of despair, there will be the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. So clearly, Isaiah is talking about what it's going to be like when Jesus comes. Well, Jesus has come. The kingdom has begun. This is the world we live in. And yet we still try to build these prisons. We still try to build these walls that we feel we can't escape from, and we build them ever tighter. And it's important that we accept the good news, that we accept the grace of Jesus Christ. Because if we don't, how can we share it with others? How can we be the ones to share the good news with others when we haven't accepted the release from prison ourselves? How can we share the gospel with our co-workers, with our friends, with our family, if we haven't accepted the keys that he offers from our captivity? Jesus sent his disciples out into the world and told them to go to all nations and to go to everyone and to share the good news. Scripture doesn't tell us that he told only his apostles to do that. He sent his disciples, all who study his word, all who believe in him. All his followers are called to go and share the good news. So that's you and that's me. And that's what we are told to do. But before we can go out and share that good news, before we can go out and share that joy with others, we have to accept the pardon that Christ has given us. We have to accept the freedom that he has given us. We have to accept the joy for ourselves. Now, I may not feel that I am worthy of that pardon, that I am worthy to receive that joy, or that I am worthy to receive his forgiveness, but Jesus said that I am. Jesus said that you are worthy to receive that forgiveness. You are worthy to receive that release, that you are worthy to carry the good news to others and to share it with your families, to share it with your friends, to share it with the person you run into in the store or on the street or next door. If you don't carry the good news, who will tell them? Who will tell them? If not you. How will they know? How will they know what a difference that Christ makes in your life if you can't tell them how much of a difference Christ makes in your life? But to tell them how much of a difference Christ makes in your life, we have to allow Christ to make that difference in our lives. We have to accept that difference. We have to accept that release from captivity. We have to accept that release from those baggage that we continually carry with us, that we have such a hard time letting go. We have to accept the freedom that Christ has offered us, so that we can carry the good news to others, that we can share the blessings, that we can help the burden to be lifted from others who the Holy Spirit has called. This Christmas is a wonderful time to reach out to people. It's a wonderful time to invite them to worship with you. It's a wonderful time to invite them over to dinner. It's a wonderful time to invite people to sit down and have a cup of coffee and to let them know that Christ is the reason for the season, but Christ is also the reason for the joy that you experience. Christ is also the reason for the release that he has given you. Isaiah was saying it thousands of years ago. But if you will listen, if you will be calm and quiet and read the word of the Lord, you will hear the Holy Spirit telling you this today, telling you this word. God's word is constant. God's word is forever. But most importantly, God's word is true. And there is no truth without his word. God keeps his promises. God never backs down. God never gives up on you or me. It is never too late to move forward. It is never too late to accept the grace of God. It is never too late to share the good news with someone else, to help them to understand the difference that Christ makes in their lives and in yours. There will be a day when it's too late, but we don't know when that day will be, and we don't worry about that day. Instead of worrying about that day, we experience the joy of today in Christ. We experience the good news. But to be able to share the good news, you have to accept the good news in your life. You have to accept that the news is good and is very good. That God has set you free. That God has freed you from that prison. That God has granted you His peace. This is a wonderful time of the year, and the Christmas carols and the hymns and all, and going to the school programs that your children or grandchildren are having, and everything, it's just a wonderful experience. But make sure you take time to share it with someone who doesn't know the good news, someone who hasn't accepted the good news, someone who hasn't accepted the keys to that prison that they built. Help them to understand how good the good news really is. Amen.